You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Clinton Foundation is admitting mistakes were made in disclosing its donors. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The foundation's acting chief executive, Maura Pally, says a voluntary external review found government grants and donations were mistakenly combined. She said the foundation would remedy any errors and total revenue was accurately reported. Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has sought to dismiss questions about financial support of her family charity and allegations of undue influence. Maura Pally says mistakes were made and steps are being taken to make sure this doesn't happen again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House and Senate negotiators are sealing an agreement on a budget blueprint that would enable Republicans to target the Affordable Care Act while delivering an almost $40 billion budget boost to the Pentagon. The emerging plan drops a House proposal to overhaul the Medicare program, and it eliminates the option of using a budget bill to target food stamps and Pell Grants. But the plan relies on cuts to domestic agency budgets and safety net programs for the poor to promise a balanced budget by 2024. It will likely be ratified by votes this week. Coast Guard officials say they're continuing to search for any survivors after a powerful weekend storm capsized several sailboats in a regatta near Mobile Bay in Alabama. Authorities say two bodies have been found in the water. They are searching for five people believed missing after the Saturday storm. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 58 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 60. Tonight, a 20% slight chance of showers again with a low of 44. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is normally Mental Health Matters, but Larry Cartwright is away this week. He likes to camp. I've not liked to camp since I was in the Army, but he likes to camp, and he's out camping somewhere. So my name is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry, and I think I have my friend Bob Burns on the phone. Bob, are you there?
Wait a minute, let me check.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, now we're in trouble. He doesn't know if he's there or not. Anyway, Bob, why don't you tell everybody what you do?
Okay, first off, I'm a master clinical hypnotherapist, a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, which is also referred to as grief therapy. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a motivational speaker. with blue ribbons from Toastmasters. I have my own radio show on this station, 2 o'clock Fridays, entitled Living Consciously. And I'm also an author. Now, if that doesn't keep me busy, I give up. But that's what I do. Who I am is a person.
Excuse me.
And I agree with, Richard, when it comes to camping, I got to share this. Camping to me is staying at a 4 or 5-star hotel with a tree in the lobby.
Yeah, and I tell you what, and with a nice bar downstairs.
Yeah, there you go.
But now, see, I know that you've been sober for quite a few years, so that's not your...
No, it's not my weakness anymore. I'm coming up on 32 years without drinking.
Well, it's probably still my weakness, but there's something about, I did camping... In the 60s, and it was in the military. I don't want to camp ever again.
No, I don't either. Cold pizza, sleeping out in a bivouac, cold pizza for breakfast.
No. I enjoy having a nice place to sleep and to be able to walk downstairs if I want to and go to the cocktail lounge to the restaurant.
If God hadn't intended us to stay in nice hotels with a tree in the lobby, he wouldn't have had man create them.
That's right. I agree with that. I agree. I agree. I agree completely. So
it's true. I mean, everything happens for a reason.
Well, you know what? I definitely agree on that. Everything does happen for a reason, though at the time that some things happen, you don't know what the reason is.
Well, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You only find out later.
Oh, yeah. Well, in step 11 in Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, in step 11, there's a line that I have never forgotten, and that is, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And, when I do my morning prayer, I say, please, Lord, your will not mine be done, but please make it obvious, because God seems to speak to us in metaphors, and a lot of time we don't get it until, like you said, a lot of time has gone past.
That's true. It's true, but I've always been under the impression when something happens, it probably happened for the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, and usually I've found that to be true.
Yeah, well, if you get pulled over by a policeman and, get a ticket or get a warning, it's only possibly because there was an accident waiting for you down around the corner.
That could very well be, sure.
I mean, that's the way I choose to look at it. So, each to their own, so.
Well, I think being pulled over by a policeman, the next time you're going to think more.
Never said thank you to an officer for pulling me over. I've never done that.
But the next time you're going to think, oh, wait, what am I doing here?
Right, exactly. Why did I come this route?
Anyway, Bob, you do your show. What's the name of your show?
Living Consciously.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, most people operate on rote. Let me give you a good example.
Sure.
I was walking out of ShopRite one day, and it happened several times, and I have my keys in my hand, a bag in my other hand, and I'm going to my car, and there's people riding around looking for a parking place, and I hold my keys up so they can see, and I point to my car, okay? But they're obsessed with looking for a parking place, so they just wave at me and go right on past, and there's a parking place like about 5 places away from the door. I mean, that to me is operating unconsciously. And I ask people on the show, I say, when you get up from a chair, do you stop and think about which foot you're going to start walking with? And no, you don't. You just start walking. But that's unconscious. But there's certain things, like driving a car unconsciously is better because you've turned it over to your subconscious. But when it comes to looking for a parking place, or when it comes to making a decision, people just go by what they, I'm a Democrat. I don't give a damn if it's the worst person. I always vote Democrat. That, to me, is stupid. I mean, that's unconscious.
I agree.
I'm not saying anything derogatory about the Democrats, but I am. But, I mean, that's just the way people think. I've always done it this way. It's time for change.
My parents were all Republicans, and they would never vote for anybody unless it was a Republican.
Right. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry.
They never looked at what these people had to offer.
Oh, no.
It's just, he's a Republican, so we're voting for him.
That's insanity.
Well, you know, it's like what happened in Germany in the 30s.
Right.
And everybody let it happen. They didn't try to stop it.
And it
yeah, yeah. And they didn't try to stop it. They let it happen. There was a lot more people that should be blamed for that than just the few at the top.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, you know, how did he get to the top? Who put him there? Who kept him there?
Exactly.
You know, and it's the same with the country today. I mean, who put the person there? I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense. But the people, even some of the people that put him there, are disgusted with what is going on now.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't really want to get too much into politics. But
no, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I usually don't talk politics.
Okay, well, I'm not going to either. I'm just going to say if Donald Trump gets in, that's our only hope for this country.
Okay. I'm not sure I believe that, but
he's a businessman.
Let's leave it.
Everybody else running is a lawyer.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Trump, I remember when I first moved to New York, the Walman skating rink was way over budget and it wasn't getting taken care of. And Trump said, I'll take care of it, and came in under budget. And, he said, well, the only reason I did it is my kids like to skate there.
That's what I mean.
That was my first actual association with Donald Trump, or knowing exactly who he was. And I thought at the time, well, I like that. He knew how to get out there. He knew how to get it done and get it done right.
The thing I like about Trump, number one, I don't say I like him. I don't know him. I can't say I like him. But I respect what he's done, number one. Okay. Number two is he's a no BS person. Number three, he's probably known better around the world than anybody else running. Okay. Number four, I think he's respected by a lot of people. And he's a doer. And I think him and the vice president, like Carly Fiorina, who's also a businesswoman, I think that would be a great combination. And we need something like that to straighten this country out, because otherwise it'll continue going the way it's going. Maybe not as quickly, but, you know, lawyers are lawyers. Business people, the country's a business. Let's be realistic.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I used to say about George Wallace. I may not agree with him, but boy, he didn't pull any punches.
Exactly.
He told you what he was thinking, and whether you agree with him or not, you got to respect the fact that he told you what he was thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and if you can't respect somebody, you can't, at least I can't. If I don't respect somebody, I can't vote for them, I can't follow them, I can't fall in love with them.
No, and I tell you what, if it's somebody I know, I don't even want to talk to them.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to have anything to do with them at all. And
my father had a saying, which you'll probably get a kick out of. I'm going to soften it, but my father had a saying. He said, "You know," he said, "there's more horses behind than there are horses."
True. True.
Well, he was a bartender. He should have known.
Well, that reminds me. And how can I soften this one up? Did you hear about hearing aids? You get it from listening to too many buttholes. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Right. Rectal orifices is another way of putting it.
Yeah. I got to take a break for some commercials.
Okay.
You'll stay on the phone?
Okay. If you want me to, I'll stay.
Okay. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And you're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright, who is away this week. He'll be back next week. His show is normally on from 2 to 3 called Mental Health Matters. It's an award-winning show. The Governor's Commission on Mental Health gave him an award a few months ago, and I'm happy to sit in for him at the moment. I've got my friend Bob Burns on the phone. I think Bob's still there.
I'm still here.
Okay. And We started talking a little bit, too much politics. I'm not a big politics person. What else you'd like to talk about, Bob, besides politics?
Well, I don't want to talk about politics anymore because it may, you can make very close friends and you can make very violent enemies. So
That's very true.
The other thing I don't like to talk about is religion. So why don't we just go on May 9th at Riley and Jake's restaurant,
okay,
Route 31 in Clinton. I am doing between 9 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon a basic certification program in neurolinguistic programming. The details are on my website, bobburnspeaks.com. And just click on seminars on the lower left-hand side. But there you will learn how to eliminate phobias in yourself and other people. You will learn how to eliminate allergies in other people. You will learn how to remove trauma, in other words, the emotional part of sadness, not the memory, but the emotional part. You will also learn how to establish a very quick rapport within 3 to 5 minutes, how to tell how people learn, how to tell if people are being honest with you or not, and lying to you or whatever. You will learn so much more, structure of sentences and, the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind. And it's only $295 and you receive a certification suitable for training, Richard. And on top of that, any one I do, which I do about 4 a year, any other one I do, you can attend at no charge for the rest of your life.
And
so it's a one-shot deal, and the education, if people are in sales, everybody that's taken this course is raved about it. So, and it's the minimal investment for a maximum return.
And I just wanted to say that Riley and Jake's is the old Sunset Inn.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a nice place. It's going to be in the greenhouse in the back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's where we're going to have it. And, I've signed up 2 people today. So, and there's a room of something in me for 8 to 10, and I've got 6. So if anybody would like to, they can call me at 610-462-0804. We'll call the station and let Richard know. And that 610 number, don't let it throw you, because I live in Washington, New Jersey. I've been here for 3.5 years. I was out in Pennsylvania for 5 years, which that's why I got that number.
Give that number one more time.
So I'm keeping it. Pardon me?
Give the number one more time.
610-462-0804.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had it also, in case anybody gives me a call. And I thought that's what I wrote down, but I wanted to be sure.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, you want to see it, because if you want to see it, that means you're a visual learner, you know?
So, well, I think that's what I am, for sure.
Yeah, you are. I know you well enough. But, you know, it's interesting. When you take this class, I've had people who were in Mary Kay Cosmetics that took the class many, many years ago, and one woman came up to me and she said, "Thank you so much for that class." I said, "Why?" She said, "The students in my classroom are doing better now." She said, "Because I recognize the different learning styles, and when I work with them individually, I can help them more."
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. If you recognize how somebody learns, I mean, my closing ratio when I was a contractor, way, way back, when I started studying with Richard, my closing ratio was 70-90%. And I was selling intangibles. You know, you can't see them.
Sure.
But it's learning how to, there's a saying, if you can see through John Smith's eyes, then you can sell what John Smith buys. And that's what this is all about. So, that's May 9th.
Okay.
Riley and Jake's The Old Sunset.
And it's
9 o'clock in the morning and until 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, so it's an all-day affair.
Yeah, it's an all-day affair. I supply $10 for the lunch. If somebody wants a $10 lunch, it's paid for. If they want an $11 lunch, it'll cost them $1.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, I thought that was fair.
Yeah. And I'll say it one more time. It's the old Sunset Inn, which is now Riley and Jake's.
Yes. And the food is... I refer to Riley and Jake's. As a matter of fact, every time Dominic and I come down to do the show on Friday, we stop there for lunch on the way.
Okay.
And it's an upscale family restaurant.
It is. I've been there when it was the Sunset Inn. I've not been there since it's changed hands. But we stopped a few times because we used to come down from my wife's parents live in the Poconos. So coming down, we'd come down 31, and sometimes we'd stop there when the kids were even smaller and eat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the place.
It was good then, but it's better now.
Okay.
I mean, they have, what I usually get there, they have a chopped salad that's second to none. It's like a small meal. Good.
Well, I'm going to have to go over there. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. You'd be glad you did. And you can call me and say, "Bob, thanks."
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Oh, man.
Now, Bob, you do so many different things.
But they're all congruent. Everything I do is congruent, one thing with another.
Sure.
You know, it's all basically, I do hypnotherapy and neurolinguistics. I'm one of the few practitioners, as far as I know, in North Jersey that does the combination. There's a lot of hypnotherapists and there's NLP practitioners, but I combine the two.
Okay.
And I've got 3 certifications in NLP and 13 in hypnotherapy, 3 of which are for teaching.
Explain what NLP is.
Okay, neuro is the brain and the nervous system, okay, and how they interact together. Linguistics is how we communicate to others and communicate to ourselves with our self-talk. And programming is how we program others and how we program ourselves. And I'll just give you a very light example. Would you rather buy a used car or a pre-owned car? It's all in the language, how we
exactly.
Use language.
Exactly, yeah.
And would you rather live on a dead-end street, Rich, or a cul-de-sac?
Yeah, of course.
That's not even knocking the dust off the surface. But the thing is, when you can talk to somebody and pull out their emotions while you're talking to them, then you can help them change a behavior. And that's what's interesting and fascinating about it, helping people change behaviors. And when I work with smokers, I use a combination. I relax them with hypnosis, but then I use the NLP talk, you know, as far as if I recognize somebody's a visual learner, I will talk to them in visual terms. If I know they're auditory, I'll talk to them in auditory terms. The auditory, by the way, would be the way things sound. If I realize that somebody's a kinesthetic learner, I speak to them in feeling terms. So it's just a fascinating thing. And your sales. Let me give you another example. There was a woman that I went out with a couple of times down in Hackensack when I first got divorced, and she had a little son by the name of Tony. And Tony was 5 years old. She was standing there yelling at him, "Tony, look at me when I talk to you." And I said to her, I said, "Doreen, Tony's an auditory learner. I said, tell him to listen when you talk to him." So she asked, "Tony, listen to me when I talk to you," and he turned right around.
Yeah, okay.
Recognizing learning styles so people understand what you're saying. I also gave a seminar up at Westcap in Phillipsburg about a year ago, and the name of it was How to Talk to Your Children So They Listen. You know, it was all about that kind of thing. It's interesting, it's powerful, and, you know, our subconscious is capable of anything. It's how we program it, and that's what the NLP is all about.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I definitely agree.
And you can have fun with it. People say to me, "Bob, I got to be careful what I say when I'm around you." I said, "No, you don't. You have to be careful what you say to yourself, no matter who's around."
Very, very true.
Yeah, self-talk can really mess us up, you know, when we talk to ourselves. I've also created audio programs too that are on my website. Downloads on Bob Burns Speech and CDs on WeHaveChoices.net.
I had somebody say to me once, "Isn't it a shame that we're all so much alone because we have our thoughts, but nobody knows them?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in a way, we are.
In a way, we are, exactly. Andre Agassi, the tennis champ, said that a long time ago. He said, "The loneliest place in the world is a tennis court. Because you're out there, nobody to talk to, nothing." No.
Well, I would say maybe a golfer.
Golfer. At least you can talk to the other people you're playing golf with.
So well, that's what I used to enjoy about it. But I have a brother-in-law that if we're standing on a tee and I'll go, "Okay, Bill, hit the ball right down the right-hand side, but watch out for that tree on the left." And guess what he'll hit? He'll hit that tree every time.
You're damn right he will, because you said, "Watch out for the tree on the left." You took his attention.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
And he used to hit it, or I'd say, "You know, there's water out there about 100 yards, but you don't want to go into that." Well, yeah.
Right. So he hit 110 yards, right?
Right into the water. Kerplunk.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, what I noticed is the way our mind can really make us or break us. And like when I used to play tennis, I used to play a lot of tennis. So I was one of the top 10 players, top 20 players at Fox Chase in Chester back in the 90s.
Okay.
Early 90s and late 80s. But when I used to play with a really good player, I played very well because I didn't have time. Now, pick up on this. I didn't have time to think about what I was going to do. My body just did it. And yet when I played tennis with somebody who really stunk, so did I, because I had time to think about what I was going to do. In your mind, you know, in my classes, I teach people, your mind, your head has five purposes. It's a place to put your eyes, nose, ears, mouth, and a place to put your hair on the top. I said, other than that, it has no purpose. You have to screw us up.
You know, I totally agree with you. If I played with a better golfer, I played better golf.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember, we used to call him Uncle Ray, would play with me and my brother-in-law, and he used to say, "I love playing with you guys because I play so much better." But you know what it was? We just made him relaxed.
Right.
We just relaxed him. We'd always say, "Hey, Uncle Ray, what a great shot that was." You know, sometimes they weren't the greatest shots, but we'd always give him all kinds of confidence, and he used to say, "I love playing with you guys because I feel better."
Exactly. And I had a rude awakening, Richard, a week ago Sunday. My friend Laura, who was down at the show on Friday, she invited me down, and I played some tennis with her. And I hadn't played tennis in probably around 10 years. And, you know, when I got to the ball, that says it all. When I got to the ball, you know, I hit it fairly well because of cellular memory. But the only problem was I would say to my feet, let's go get that ball. And my feet would say to me, screw you.
Yeah.
And then I could hardly walk the next day, so I joined the gym.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I got to take a break for the news.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Loretta Lynch has just been sworn in as Attorney General.
It seems like such an understatement to say that my heart is full, but it is. It is full of the most deep and profound gratitude.
Vice President Joe Biden presided over the ceremony and spoke a few words about the 55-year-old who was previously the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
For 30 years, she's been a first-rate, fair-minded, independent lawyer and prosecutor.
She was confirmed by the Senate Thursday, but many were concerned about her support for President Obama's controversial immigration policy. Freddie Gray's funeral is being held today in Baltimore. The 25-year-old died after suffering an unexplained spinal injury during an arrest a few weeks ago. There have been demonstrations throughout the city in the past week. On Saturday, they became violent, forcing a lockdown of the stadium during an Orioles game. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Emergency aid flights are landing in Nepal. Relief workers plan to try and rescue victims of Saturday's deadly earthquake. The U.S. has two teams of soldiers there, according to Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
Some, which were in Nepal for high-altitude training, are assisting in search and rescue operations along a number of popular trekking routes, including the Everest Base Camp route.
The 7.8 magnitude quake killed more than 4,000 people, and the death toll numbers keep climbing. A series of tornadoes swept through North Texas overnight.
We had confirmed spottings of tornadoes after tornado after tornado, so we really don't know how many we have. All that we know is that for an entire hour, we had tornadoes in Johnson County.
That was Jamie Moore, the emergency management coordinator of Johnson County, which is just south of Fort Worth. The storms knocked down trees, which is hampering road travel. There are no reported injuries or deaths. A long-running labor dispute is coming to a head today at the nation's busiest port complex in Los Angeles. Truck drivers are striking, wanting more money. This is USA Headline News.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Clinton Foundation is admitting mistakes were made in disclosing its donors. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The foundation's acting chief executive, Maura Pally, says a voluntary external review found government grants and donations were mistakenly combined. She said the foundation would remedy any errors and total revenue was accurately reported. Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has sought to dismiss questions about financial support of her family charity and allegations of undue influence. Maura Pally says mistakes were made and steps are being taken to make sure this doesn't happen again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House and Senate negotiators are sealing an agreement on a budget blueprint that would enable Republicans to target the Affordable Care Act while delivering an almost $40 billion budget boost to the Pentagon. The emerging plan drops a House proposal to overhaul the Medicare program, and it eliminates the option of using a budget bill to target food stamps and Pell Grants. But the plan relies on cuts to domestic agency budgets and safety net programs for the poor to promise a balanced budget by 2024. It will likely be ratified by votes this week. Coast Guard officials say they're continuing to search for any survivors after a powerful weekend storm capsized several sailboats in a regatta near Mobile Bay in Alabama. Authorities say two bodies have been found in the water. They are searching for five people believed missing after the Saturday storm. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 58 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 60. Tonight, a 20% slight chance of showers also with a low of 44. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. And just looking ahead, they're talking about Wednesday being in the 70s, and they're talking about this weekend being in the 70s. But you know how the weather changes. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright. This is Mental Health Matters. But Larry is off camping this week, and we'll be back next week. So I'm sitting in for him because I'm going to be here next hour with the Medical Center show. So. And I'm speaking with Bob Burns. I think Bob's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. And
I tried to get out, but my phone wouldn't let me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had that rigged. normally I say if I keep somebody here that I've got a ball and chain on them right in the studio. But anyway.
It's interesting because, I don't know, I just find it fascinating. I enjoy, by the way, when I do the weather, which very seldom do I do it, but when I do the weather, especially at the halftime, okay, and I say the only thing that anybody can be sure of is that when you go outside tonight, it'll be dark.
That's right. I used to say that down at WDVR. Tonight will be dark and tomorrow will be light. Yes.
That's why we get along. We're both sick.
Well, I've been sick all my life.
So have I, Well.
Now, I think what's interesting, what I enjoy, is I look at things a lot different than other people do.
So do I.
And,
out of the box thinking.
Well, it's like my son, who's now 27. When he was in first grade, the teacher got us aside and said, he probably will never learn, but he's happy. And I think he caught on to that. And all through school, we held him back in second grade because he wasn't advancing the way he should. But all through school, he always had resource teachers helping him and stuff. He's now at Kane College. Last semester, he had 4 A's and a B. And he said to me the other day, I don't know what happened, but somehow I got smart. And I And I said, you know what, Richard? You always were smart. You just thought a little different than other people.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's interesting, Richard, you would say that, because my aunt said to me, she passed away about a year ago, but she said to me, before she passed away, of course, she said, how come, she said, you went around the country, you got all these certifications and all these healing modalities and speaking and everything like that, she said, with no problem at all, and yet you struggled to get out of high school.
Yeah.
And I said, simply because of this, they weren't teaching anything I was interested in high school except for math, which I excelled at.
Yeah, and that's I think, true of a lot of kids. The other thing I did was, when my son got out of high school, I didn't force him to go to college. And when he decided, because he's now, like I said, 27, and he's going to be a senior next year. When he decided to go to school, then he was ready to go to school.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I think if I'd have forced him, he probably would have flunked out the first year and said, well, I'm just stupid.
Exactly, you got that right.
And so it all worked out well. He's doing terrific. I'm very proud of him. He's also, I think I've told you, he's a fourth-degree black belt in Taekwondo and teaches a lot of kids in Taekwondo and lives that kind of lifestyle also.
Well, that's great. That is very, very admirable. It really is. You know, and so many parents force their kids to go to college before they're ready because their children, in their subconscious mind, is an extension of themselves. And
true.
I didn't go to college, so my kids are going to go.
True.
You know? And I think the best example of that, if you saw the movie Dead Poets Society.
Yes, I saw it.
That was a wonderful metaphor for what's going on. And it's still going on. Nobody
true.
Caught that.
True. True.
And
the difference was, our daughter was ready, and I knew it. She was just itching to go to school, and then stayed and said, do you mind if I stay and get a master's? No, we don't mind. She was itching to go to school, and I figured by the time, after 4 years of college, she'd be tired of being in school. But no, she wanted to stay for her master's, and she now teaches down in North Carolina. She teaches special ed and enjoys it. And that's, and you know, on top of that, if you got kids and your kids are happy, then you've done something right.
Yes, definitely. And I'm very proud of my three daughters. All three of them are married. They're married to great guys that I would gladly have sons. And they got married at the ages of 29, 29, and 33.
Yeah, well, my daughter's 30 now. She's not married yet.
I got married the first time at 23, and my wife is 21, and it was way too young because I didn't know who I was.
True, true. I got married just after coming back from overseas in the Army, met a woman who was like almost 8 years older than me and decided this is what's going to make me feel better.
Right.
That didn't work.
Yeah, we make ourselves feel better. People say, this person can make me happy. And I say, nobody can make you happy, because I like the famous Amos comment he made, the cookie man. He said, happiness is an inside job. However, what I really agree with, though, Richard, is that there are certain people that can pull it out of you easier.
True.
You know, or make you feel content.
So. Yeah, I just, my first wife, if I saw her today, I'd tell her, look, I got a lot of respect for you, but it just wasn't where it should have been at the time. And it's just one of those things, you know. And I was thinking, I'm going to get back to being a normal human being after being overseas and all this kind of stuff. So I need to be married.
Oh God, yes, we all need to be married.
Yeah. So that was just a mistake on my part, and I was far too young. Mm-hmm. I was only 21. I was only 21. Yeah, way too young. But thank God there were no kids involved, and we ended up just kind of ending it, and that all worked out okay. I got to take a quick break for some messages, Bob.
Okay.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
I'll hang in there.
Okay.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website.
You're listening
at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And once again, this is Richard G. I'm speaking with Bob Burns, who has a, is it a seminar May 9th?
Training.
A training.
A training where I'm teaching people and certifying them in May 9th in neuro-linguistic programming, which is also could be referred to as advanced psychology.
Okay. And it's up at Riley and Jake's, which is on Route 31. It's the old Sunset Inn. And it starts at 9 in the morning?
Right, 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening.
And if they want to, if somebody wants to sign up, they can go to your website?
Yeah, go to bobburnspeaks.com. They can sign up there, and they can put in a $50 deposit. If they put in a $50 deposit, their certification will be waiting for them. If they do not, then I will have to mail it to them, because I used to go out and buy the certifications and have them printed. And then people would say they were coming, and then they wouldn't show up, and I got stuck with a bunch of certifications. So now, send me a deposit, and you will have your certification. If you
sure.
don't, you'll have to wait on mail, please.
Okay, well, Bob, we're down to about 8 minutes. What else would you like to say today? Because I've got my next guest coming in is Jack McDade. I don't know if you've ever met Jack. Jack was Dick Clark's first guest on the first American Bandstand.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And Jack's coming in. He's got it. He's putting together a new show called 100 Years of Sinatra.
Oh, my God.
So
I didn't know Frank was that old.
Yeah. No, I think Frank passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, he did. He's still around, though, in the hearts of many.
That's true.
Now, I love his music. When I'm taking somebody out and we're sitting at a restaurant having dinner and Sinatra's on the radio or on the TV or on whatever it is, I like to just sit there and listen to him. And he's quite a guy.
My favorite song of his is Summer Wind.
Summer Wind?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got a lot of good songs.
He does. He does. So Jack will be here with me at the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to say is this Friday on the radio show, after listening to one of your advertisers, there's a woman coming in who's going to be our guest this week, and I think I'm going to have a room full because she's a psychic medium, and she's very good.
She's
from Long Island, but she lives up in Blairstown.
Okay.
And she's going to be coming in with us live on the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be here on Friday because I help the guys that do the show before you.
Okay, so come in and sit in and listen to her because I think the damn room is going to be full.
Well, I've always liked psychic mediums. Trish Woods, who does a show here, who's been out sick, I used to have her on the air when I was down at WDVR.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Conchetta Bertoni?
I think I have.
Oh, she's amazing. I had a guy come in. I used to do I used to do either past life regressions or meditations on Thursday night when I had my office down on Route 22 in Lebanon. And this guy came in one night with his girlfriend. And he said, you know, Bob, he said, I never believed in any of this stuff. He said, my father died just recently. He said, 10 years ago, my father died. And he said, I was left alone in the room with him in his coffin. And when nobody was looking and nobody was around, I reached down inside the coffin and I took one of his cufflinks. He said, 10 years later, he said, she took me up to see Conchetta Bertoli. And Conchetta said to me, your father's here, and he was very moved when he saw you take his cufflink. And that made a believer out of me on the spot.
Sure. That would make anybody believe.
Oh, God. Made me. I believed before that, but then, you know, you turn your belief into a knowing. That's the difference.
Sure. Sure.
You know? And I'll never forget one time I was sitting in an AA meeting out in eastern Pennsylvania, and some guy looked at me across the table and he said, do you believe in God? And I said, no, I don't believe in God. I know there's a God. And the girl sitting here, and then he said, what's the difference? And I said to him, I said, do you believe your car's in the parking lot or do you know your car's in the parking lot? And the girl sitting next to him said, it depends on what city you're in. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on what parking lot and where it's at.
Exactly. If you're down in North, forget it. Or Camden. Or, I mean, even Easton for crying out loud.
Sure.
Sure. that was quite a comment. I liked it. That tore the whole place apart. So the belief is only a thought that's carried on and on and on and on.
True. True.
Whereas a knowing comes from the heart. That's the way I view it. So, you know, that's your intuition. And I tell people, you know, when you feel something and it's strong feeling, I say that could very well be God talking to you. I said, but if it's a thought that you have in your head, it's probably your past talking to you.
Okay.
You know, a memory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my own personal spin on it. I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way I view it until somebody else can, you know, throw something else and it'll change it with a reframe.
That makes sense. But it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It does.
Anyhow, that's what I said. Your head has five purposes. Oh, man. Well, I want to thank you very much for having me on as a guest. I don't know how much time is left.
We've got about 2 minutes, but I want to thank you also because I'm doing 3 shows in a row here today. So you kind of saved me a little bit. I'll be truthful, Bob. I don't like to just sit here and play music.
No.
I like to talk with people. I just had Lisa on from Star Makers right before you, and I'm going to have Jack McDade on right after you. So I like to talk to people.
Yeah, so do I.
I like to find out.
Too much.
I think my wife gets pretty upset with me if we're standing in line at the shop right. The next thing I know, she knows I'm talking to the person behind me.
I know, especially if the person behind you is a hot babe, right?
Well, yeah. Well, always then.
Well, okay. I've got to the point now at my age, Rich, where I'll even strike up a conversation with a guy now and then.
Yeah, I do that too.
But it was funny, when we left the show last Friday, we stopped up at Western Barbecue up on Route 31.
Sure, I know where it is.
The waitress came over, and her name was Paula. And before I left, I said, Paula, I said, you have my business card with my number on it. I said, why don't you give me your number? She did. Oh, my God. I'm glad I'm getting over my shyness. I'll tell you, it really helps.
Well, that happened to me once when I was working at the Princeton Packet. I went over to the Princeton Hospital because they had a cash machine. And a nurse came by and said, well, get some money from me, too. And I said, well, how am I going to find you? I need your phone number. She gave me her phone number.
Well, hey, listen, whatever it takes.
That's true. And especially at my age, whatever it takes.
Well, yeah, my age. Hey, you know, the thing is, I find that the older I get, the more daring I get, because the less you give a damn.
That's very true. Yeah. Would have never acted that way when I was in my early 20s.
Oh, my God. Heaven forbid.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Well, anytime you need somebody, you got my phone number now.
I do.
Right?
Yes.
610-462-0804.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
And to any lovely single women out there, I've been divorced for 18 years. You have a good time. Okay.
Okay, Bob. Take care. We'll see you later.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Loretta Lynch has just been sworn in as Attorney General.
It seems like such an understatement to say that my heart is full, but it is. It is full of the most deep and profound gratitude.
Vice President Joe Biden presided over the ceremony and spoke a few words about the 55-year-old who was previously the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
For 30 years, she's been a first-rate, fair-minded, independent lawyer and prosecutor.
She was confirmed by the Senate Thursday, but many were concerned about her support for President Obama's controversial immigration policy. Freddie Gray's funeral is being held today in Baltimore. The 25-year-old died after suffering an unexplained spinal injury during an arrest a few weeks ago. There have been demonstrations throughout the city in the past week. On Saturday, they became violent, forcing a lockdown of the stadium during an Orioles game. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Emergency aid flights are landing in Nepal. Relief workers plan to try and rescue victims of Saturday's deadly earthquake. The U.S. has two teams of soldiers there, according to Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
Some, which were in Nepal for high-altitude training, are assisting in search and rescue operations. along a number of popular trekking routes, including the Everest Base Camp route.
The 7.8 magnitude quake killed more than 4,000 people, and the death toll numbers keep climbing. A series of tornadoes swept through North Texas overnight.
We had confirmed spottings of tornadoes at tornado after tornado. So we really don't know how many we have. All that we know is that for an entire hour, we had tornadoes in Johnson County.
That was Jamie Moore, the emergency management coordinator of Johnson County, which is just south of Fort Worth. The storms knocked down trees, which is hampering road travel. There are no